Howdy, everybody. It's time for our, I guess I'll call it monthly check-in with Ekalaka Public Schools. We've got the superintendent on the line, Mr. James Capte. You're on a St. Patrick's Day. You wearing your green, my friend?
Oh, Blake, you have no idea. I am full leprechauned up and handed out Lucky Charms to the kids as they came into school today.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, I should expect nothing less. It is one of my favorite holidays. So I'm also in the green today. I'm glad to find a fellow St. Patrick's Day green wearer.
Oh, yeah, and we had some mischief in our school from some leprechauns to, you know, make it an exciting Monday. So all good, all good.
Nice. Cool. All right. Well, let's jump into kind of the meat and potatoes just right away here. We've been talking about some bonds and contracts coming up. Let's start with the contracts. Have you gotten those cleared up out of the way in your latest board meeting?
Yeah. So in our board meeting last week, a couple weeks before that, we had our contract negotiations, that process called interest-based bargaining. And we met with the teachers and went through that. We took that to the board at the last meeting, and the board approved that, and it's waiting. The teachers are in the process of approving that, but it's a great start for our community and our teachers. It increases our base salary up by a couple $1,000, if you will, and then gives some incentives to, you know, first year teachers. But then we also built in some of those longevity bonuses, steps and more steps as they moved across and move up, and trying to, you know, recruit and reward those experienced teachers. So that was good. We changed just some different pieces, went away from personal days and sick days to discretionary days. You know, we wanted to kind of focus on trusting and going from that angle with those things. You know, if you need your days off, you take those days. I don't need you to schedule a doctor's note. Don't need you to, you know, try to, you know, make up something or whatnot. I trust you. If you need to be gone, you need to be gone. And we really focused on building our newest contract from a point of trust and working together for our teachers and for our kids, especially what's best for our school. So board approved that, and we're pretty excited about what we get to offer teachers to keep them around and keep them doing awesome things for kids.
That's awesome. Those discretionary days, I think, are a very progressive way to take a look at doing that. So I applaud that for sure. And then, you know, as they say, coming up here in April, that'll be bringing those showers that are supposed to be bringing May flowers. Boy, say that five times fast. But with that rain, might be looking at some roof stuff getting more imperative here. So the bond for the roof, how's that going for you?
So our bond, as we've touched on a little bit, Blake, that has been out. And so it will go out to the voters. It's a mail-in ballot. It'll hit the voters on, it'll get put in the mailbox on April 17th. And so whenever people check their mail, and then it has to be back to us by the 6th of May, if you will. And from that point, we get to go do a bunch of stuff. Between then and now, we're doing a bunch of different things just to purely make sure people know all the facts about what they're voting on. Everybody gets the privilege in our country to vote yes or no, and we love that. But we just want to make sure that they have the facts. So we've got some sessions coming up. We've got one on March 25th where one of the engineers is actually going to be here, and that's going to be at the high school. And then we've got we're traveling around. We're like a traveling tour. We're going down to Alzada to the convenience store down there during their lunch hour. And we're setting up down there on March 31st to talk to any of the taxpayers down there and community members. And then we're going to, you know, hop in the old school Suburban and head over to Hammond, to the Hammond School. Maybe you should come join us, Blake. There's a lot of places out here I'm not sure you've been to.
That would be one I have not.
So we're going to be at that Hammond School on March 31st at 3:45 to talk to any taxpayers that want to just ask questions or know what the facts of the matter are. And then, you know, on April 1st, and this is my bad joke, that's not a joke, on April 1st. On April 1st, we're going to go to Hawks Home, which is another one of our country schools. We're going to have a session there to talk to people, anybody that wants to talk about and have their questions answered, as well as we're going to be out and about at our senior center and our local coffee shop down here, but just really want people to know so that they can make a really educated decision on what they're voting on. And you know, as we talked about, that bond will set our school up for about, you know, who knows, next 30, 40 years. The school was built in 1980, and the new roof was put on in the 90s when they had some issues with it, but they got that new roof put on. And you know, it's time to put a new roof on, time to maintain that. We're going to upgrade that HVAC system to kind of make the heating system more efficient, so that we're not, you know, hopefully not burning as much money just trying to heat the building, as well as keeping some of our pipes from freezing up there in the roof area. I mean, lots of details on this thing. And then we got some asbestos in the flooring. We're going to rip all that out and go with a polished concrete and definitely put our school in a great spot maintenance-wise moving forward. And then the last piece of it is, you know, when you look at a gym, and you've been down here, and our gym is amazing and it looks super nice, but we are at the last time that our floor can be refinished. And there's a big difference between refinishing and a new floor. And so we have refinished our floor for the last time. It cannot be sanded. It cannot be redone again. And so we know that we're going to have to pull out all that stuff, all those bleachers, all of the flooring, and put in new, brand new wood floor. And hopefully that's the same floor that was put in here in 1980. Damn. So hopefully that floor lasts us another, you know, 40 plus years. So lots of things, but overall price for that wonderful project is $2.9 million. We've got so many ways to make sure taxpayers know exactly what it's going to cost every taxpayer in this county. And it's really not that much. So it's pretty exciting. That's why we want to have those conversations.
Awesome. And get folks informed and let them know where that money would potentially be going to. All good stuff. Like you mentioned, some very forward-thinking stuff that should be lasting through with a lot of longevity. And then looking forward to some events coming up. Did I hear you say earlier that you were going to have Zoo Montana heading out your guys' way soon?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we've got, you know, sometimes school just is a zoo, but we've got the zoo coming here. They're going to actually be here on Wednesday. We partnered with Dahl Memorial, the hospital here, and the retirement center. And so they're going to come down and they're going to do some workshops with our kids, bring some animals down for our kids and then our elementary as well as our high school. And then they're going to go over in the later afternoon and do some things at our senior center for a senior safari, if you will. And so really cool opportunity and great to partner with a local business and make that happen for not just our kids, our big kids, our little kids, and our little bit older kids, if you will.
That's awesome. Getting everybody involved with the old animal info. I like that a lot. That's real neat. And then also coming up, talking a little mental health in both Ekalaka and Baker, stopping in Ekalaka first, a group called State of Mind coming into town. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're pretty excited to, you know, the mental health is one of those things that there's a lot of stigmas involved in it. And, you know, it's just a group that comes in and they just do some workshops to help us, you know, realize that it's kind of like, well, we just got done with basketball season. You know, we don't think anything about having a basketball player coached or even a basketball coach going to clinics and getting coached. But sometimes mental health gets an unfair stigma that, yeah, wow, it's okay to ask for help. So they get to come in. This group comes in and works with students for about 90 minutes, and then they're going to actually work with all of our high school students, and we're pretty excited about that. Then they do a community workshop early afternoon for all the community health providers and those kind of things. And then that evening they do like a theater show with some of the information that's came out, some of the stereotypes. So we're actually having a meal and making a whole night of it for our community on next Monday on the 24th, and so we're excited. But then yeah, you're right, like they will be in Baker the next day. So one way or the other, everybody around, everybody listening should have a chance to take part in that and learn some different things.
Nice. Thanks for that info. Appreciate that. And then that's kind of all I had on my list for at the moment, but floor's yours. What else would you like the folks to know what you got going on?
Well, the only other big piece I'd throw out there, especially to any of our listeners, we are planning a job fair on April 9th. And so that job fair is going to be kind of an all-day event starting at 9 o'clock. But we're going to work with our elementary kiddos getting to do a scavenger hunt and learn about all the different careers around this area. Not just the ones in Ekalaka, but the ones in Baker, the ones that they could lead to a future job for them. Then in the afternoon, we're going to have our high school kids go through that with maybe even, who knows, maybe getting a summer job for some of them, but give them a chance to interview, really get a little bit more in depth on that. and be thinking about their college and career or whatever path they're going to go down. And we feel like, you know, this is a great chance to get our kids a chance to really look at what possibilities are out there and maybe some possibilities they haven't thought of.
Right on. And yep, I think we'll be there on that day for April 9th. So that'll be my next trip to Ekalak, I think, on April 9th. That'll be nice to be down there and meet some kids. And that would be nice to maybe recruit a little bit. If you're listening, we could definitely use a folk or two once in a while here out at Radio Baker. So we might be down there trying to hawk some of your folks as well.
Good. We can share. There's no problem with that. That's only a 30-mile commute. It's not a big deal.
Right on. Sweet. All right. And again, that'll be April 9th, starting at 9 a.m., it sounded like, and running all day. Zoo Montana coming to town. State of Mind talking mental health and Ekalaka and Baker. Also, keep an eye out for some school administration from Ekalaka wandering around to tell you about some bond money and some spending that's looking like it very likely needs to be done and how that's going to be done, and they'll tell you all about that. And you can find more on Ekalaka school website as they move along here. And Mr. Capte, we sure appreciate you keeping us in the know as always.
Well, I appreciate your time, Blake, and it's always good to chat with you. It's always good.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a bunch. Always nice to have a friendly voice on the other side of the telephone, and we'll be doing it again here in just a couple weeks, I imagine.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Blake.
Thank you.